This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I know there are a lot of people who are going to ask, okay, what's so great about it? It's unbearably hot in much of the country. They had another nightmarish weekend in Chicago, in Portland, in Seattle, with violence and radicals running wild. I'll tell you something that's great. The Minneapolis City Council has recognized the number one public health emergency, and this is, I think, very good news. The number one public health emergency in Minneapolis is not COVID-19, apparently. They got that one solved. The number one public health emergency is racism. And, of course, you just get the doctors working on that. They'll fix everything right up. 1-800-955-1776. There's also a great big gigantic investigation by the New York Times about white nationalist groups, about extremist neo-Nazi groups. I'm not talking about Proud Boys here. I'm talking about Nazis. I'm talking about Stormfront kind of stuff. I'm talking about really hardcore. The good news, it's on the fringe. This is not what we're dealing with right now. What we're dealing with right now is, well, for instance, the situation in Chicago, right? Police were injured over the weekend in Chicago. They were injured over the weekend in Seattle. I mean, this is an unbelievable thing. Over what? What are they demonstrating against in Seattle? It's just an utterly, utterly appalling situation. 18 police injured over the weekend in Chicago, 12 injured in Seattle. And what is unbelievable is if you read the numbers in Chicago, and it's appalling. 11 killed, at least 70 people shot in weekend violence across Chicago. According to Chicago police, at least 70 people were shot between 5 p.m. Friday and 5 a.m. Monday. 11 out of the 70 shootings were fatal. Boom. People died. 10 of the weekend shootings involved victims who were children. This is unreal. In the most recent shooting incident, two men died and three others were wounded in Morgan Park. Police said a group was standing on the street at 113th and Carpenter just before midnight when somebody started shooting. This is appalling. And you know what's particularly appalling is Lori Lightfoot, who is the mayor of Chicago. And yeah, she's a new mayor. I understand. She doesn't have the experience yet. She doesn't have the gravitas. She said what she's worried about is that Trump is actually going to send reinforcements. This is crazy. This is also clip number 13, Jeremy. And in other words, if you are presiding over a city where there's 70 shootings over the weekend, can you imagine what that is? Well, okay, we're talking about almost 25 shootings for each day. Right? And you're talking about people, a body count, and it's all unprecedented. And here is the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, expressing her grave concern. Listen.
Did you respond to the suggestions by President Trump over the weekend that he would maybe send federal agents here to help her deal with the violence and the protests they have been getting out of hand?
Well, I have great concerns about that, particularly given the track record in the city of Portland. I spent a lot of time yesterday talking with the mayor of Portland to get a sense of what's happened there. We don't need federal agents without any insignia taking people off the street and holding them, I think, unlawfully. That's not what we need.
Would you go to court?
But I have been very clear. Let me talk about what, if the president is truly sincere about wanting to help, there are a number of things that, that the federal government is uniquely qualified to do that we could use his help with. And they all revolve around the fact that we have way too many illegal guns on our streets.
Okay. This is what she wants federal help with? How would she feel about having federal agents there basically going door to door and looking for illegal guns? And, I mean, we have way too many illegal guns on the street. I think that's a problem. But how do you do this when you're cutting police forces? And that's what all of these activists are demanding. The story from Seattle, to put this in perspective, by the way, we're going to be speaking with Bill O'Reilly coming up, and I want him to confront some of the really horrible polling results. There is a brand new ABC News, Washington Post poll. I know, consider the source. But it shows a wipeout. I mean, it shows Biden ahead by 15 points and ahead on everything, everywhere, with every group. It shows Trump going down with a great big thud. Okay, so how do you address that? You can't say that every single one of these polls is just a fake or a fraud. And what do you do about it to turn it around? One of the things you do is you address situations like this. In Seattle, this is a story from Como News. It's, listen just to the description. A dozen Seattle police officers were hurt. And one was hospitalized with burns because he had a mortar fireworks fired at him. They also set fire to another police station in Seattle. One was hospitalized when a group of people inside a Sunday afternoon protest in downtown turned violent. What do you mean turned violent? They came with the intention of violence. The injuries occurred after an initial group peacefully gathered at Westlake Center for one of a good old-fashioned Abolish ICE rally around 10:30 a.m. But a few hours later, another group armed with baseball bats joined the group marching south on Fifth Avenue, according to Seattle police. The injuries to the officers were mostly minor, but one officer was hospitalized for treatment for burns to his neck. Okay, I've seen photos. I have not seen it firsthand. I haven't gone up there. The pictures are awful. They smashed literally scores of windows, attacked and looted stores, including the municipal court. They attacked two different police precincts. What is crazy here is what the heck is going on? There are only two arrests. Just watching the video, they by the way, tried to interfere with the video camera crew from Como TV that was trying to actually film what they were doing. This is a, we'll get to this coming up, a Seattle police spokesman. And what is going on in Portland? I cannot believe that the majority of Portlanders, and by the way, if you're listening to us in Portland, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776, or in Seattle, or in Minneapolis, where the city council wants to deal with the public health emergency of racism. We do have a public health emergency. It's called COVID-19. And no, it is not getting better. And no, the statistics aren't doctored. And people who say that, who say, well, if you look at the number of tests and you compare us to Europe, the United States is not the worst in the world. But we're very bad. We're closer to the worst in the world than to the best in the world. And there's no reason for it. Not with our resources, not with our wealth. Why does this happen? And for people who think it isn't associated, this sense of everything breaking down, this is a perfect example of the broken windows effect. There's a feeling on the part of these radical thugs that if the country can't get something as simple as dealing with a pandemic right, then we're free to reign and break windows and smear graffiti everywhere and destroy the world. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Mm-hmm. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, part of the craziness in our country is this resolution in Minneapolis declaring racism a public health emergency. Concentrates on one form of racism, as they see it, which is the police. And as if Minneapolis would be a pure post-racial paradise if the police would just go away. The resolution also does note that Minneapolis ranks as one of the worst regions for racial gaps in home ownership, poverty, median income, and obtaining a high school diploma. Racism in all its forms causes persistent discrimination and disparate outcomes in many areas of life. And the most of the resolution, though, is about cutting back on policing. And the idea being that violence in the black community is not perpetrated by the police. It is prevented by the police. It is combated by the police. One of the horrors of this situation in Chicago is, to the very best of my knowledge, last I checked, of the 70 shooting incidents they had this weekend, you know how many suspects they arrested? Jeremy, do you know? It's zero. Zero so far. Now, maybe they get some suspects, but for God's sake, this is the difficulty. Of course the shootings are going to continue. If there are no consequences for violence, and that's what happened in Seattle over the weekend. Let us go to Suzanne, or is it Susanna, in Seattle. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. It's Susanna. No worries. I've lived in Seattle 25 years, and I'm rather independent, although forced to declare a party. That's another story. But what puzzles me most is the passiveness of the conservatives in the area. I mean, they're here. I mean, save yourself, some talk show hosts, the Evergreen Freedom Foundation. No one ever pushes back. And quietly in the neighborhoods now, I can tell you, there's a mass exodus brewing. And I'm going to be part of it because I can't be an island. I can't just stand here by myself and yell and holler or, you know, be ridiculous. And I think that vacuum that's created by not pushing back, by not speaking up, is where we get the escalation of these radical elements, because no one's going to do anything.
Listen, I think you're right, by the way. One of the things that I was thinking of is, Susanna, is, as you know, downtown, there's still cranes everywhere downtown. They're building all these new high-rises, and a lot of those high-rises are condos that are supposed to be for empty nesters who no longer need their big house in Bellevue or no longer need their big house in Edmonds, and all of a sudden want to come down and live in downtown Seattle in a glamorous high-rise with a great view and great restaurants.
Well, I live downtown, and, Michael. I can tell you it's unsafe.
Well, that's the point. Nobody's going to buy those damn condos.
No,
and then what happens?
It was unsafe before these escalations. I've had to call SPD four times in the last year for violent threats against my person in the neighborhood. I live by the Uptown Theater down there. That's almost a landmark area. It's ruined.
Now, you're talking about Lower Queen Anne.
Yeah, Lower Queen Anne. Daily, every time I go out, I have pepper spray in one hand and my phone in the other.
Well, and this is, by the way, exactly where they're putting the new basketball arena, the renewed Key Arena. It's right in that neighborhood, and we're supposed to get a hockey team there. And fat chance of any of that if this continues. And here, listen, Susanna, I appreciate what you're saying. And by the way, I know about a dozen people like you who are just done, who are just done. And one of the things that I noticed, I went downtown, I guess it was Thursday of last week, and it's unbelievable. Graffiti everywhere. Homeless encampments everywhere. The thing completely out of control. And basically a message to businesses, a message to law-abiding citizens, a message to people who actually want to earn money and spend money and do something constructive. This isn't for you. This is for the kind of people who carry baseball bats and smash windows and destroy people's dreams. This is a Seattle PD spokesman about what happened yesterday on a very beautiful Sunday in the Great Northwest. Listen.
A secondary group of demonstrators showed up, and they were carrying baseball bats. That group then marched south on Fifth Avenue towards the headquarters building, and while en route to the SPD headquarters building, the group damaged businesses along the way. They also damaged the old federal courthouse that's on Fifth Avenue. Once the group reached headquarters, they graffitied the headquarters building, and then they graffitied the municipal court building, broke all of the lower windows out there. The group then headed back north on 3rd Avenue, all of the while continuing to damage businesses along the way. Individuals in the group appeared to target Starbucks and Amazon, both as they were heading towards headquarters and heading back northbound. They then made it to the West Precinct, where this group confronted officers outside. And excuse all my paperwork here. The protesters then lit mortar-type fireworks and then threw them at officers from a very close range. The devices that they threw can blind, maim, and kill people when thrown from these short of distances. Excuse me. The result is at least 12 officers during this confrontation were injured. At least one officer is being treated at the hospital after fragmentation entered his neck and throat area.
Okay, now you heard what happened, all right? And the question is, why? Again, the Seattle SPD is obviously demoralized by the city's leadership, but aren't there enough police officers with enough equipment to stop this? To allow them to march and destroy building after building? Here is the thing that drives me crazy, and I think it drives Suzanne crazy, who called, and probably you too. When you hear about this whole thing, how many folks do you think were arrested for all of this? For what is clearly millions of dollars worth of damage to city property, to federal property, and to businesses of every kind. So 200, think, were arrested? Certainly 50 at least. And you can see the crowds. Two people were arrested. And will they be seriously charged? This is sickening. It is stomach churning. It is unacceptable. And do I think it's a great idea to have federal officers in unmarked cars arresting people off the streets of Portland? If that's what it takes, yes. I think what should happen is they should coordinate a federal response with a local response. But that's a problem for the local folks. If they would say, President Trump, we would like your help. We were going to need the National Guard. We're going to need some help here. Let's coordinate it. I am sure the president would do that. And the Department of Homeland Security. This thing is disgusting. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect accused of shooting the husband and son of District Court Judge Esther Salas has died of what is believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The judge's son was shot and killed when the suspect, posing as a FedEx driver, opened fire on the family's North Brunswick, New Jersey home late Sunday afternoon. Judge Salas was just assigned the civil case suing Deutsche Bank over relations to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The House of Representatives is honoring late Georgia Congressman John Lewis. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer from Maryland honored the late Representative John Lewis.
I have walked with John Lewis at least 15 times. across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where with courage and commitment he made a seminal difference in the life of our country.
Lewis was 80 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the chanters in Portland who have been going crazy every single night. They have a curfew there. And look, we make fun of Oregon a lot up in Washington. And even by Washingtonian standards, true, Oregon's weird. However, I mean, they don't allow you to pump your own gas, right? I mean, it's a weird place. However, it's a beautiful state, and Portland used to be considered one of America's most livable cities. And right now, it's going through the kind of thing that Detroit went through in 1967. And you know what that resulted in? That resulted in half the people, literally half the people, getting out of Dodge, leaving Detroit, and taking one of America's most prosperous and dynamic cities, one of the top five in population. And, well, Detroit today is struggling. And is that fate possible to Portland? Listen to the chant during Portland demonstrations. This is clip 01, Jeremy.
Yeah. Getting ready, man.
Every city, every town, burn the precincts to the ground. They almost did that in Seattle last night. The East Precinct, that's up on Capitol Hill where they used to have CHOP, they marched back up there. The police let them do it. These are people with baseball bats. And they shot some kind of Molotov cocktail or a mortar into the police precinct after breaking the windows and set a fire. Now, it didn't burn down. They put out the fire. But two people arrested, that's all? Well, the message you're sending is this is okay. We're going to go the way of Portland. And by the way, I have no idea. Nobody that I know of has done polling yet. And I think people would greatly prefer it if the feds would get together with the state of Oregon and the city of Portland. But if they can't, if the city refuses to cooperate with federal authorities who want to protect a federal courthouse and their right to want to do that, then they have no choice but to send some kind of federal personnel to protect federal property. That, by the way, is what started the first Civil War. Right? And I say the first Civil War. Our only Civil War, thank God. No, it was about an attack on federal property called Fort Sumter. Let's go to Chris in Renton, Washington. Chris, you're on the MedVet Show.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Great to be with you. You know, I was listening to your caller frustrated with Republicans not standing up, and I get that. I actually really get that. But my thought when you were describing what was going on in Seattle was kind of a different concern, which is more with the left. There's this grooming going on. You've got people showing up with baseball bats, turning the protest into violence. It's kind of like a sexual predator grooming their victim to join their behavior, normalizing destruction, normalizing violence, normalizing, you know, this kind of ridiculous behavior in front of the police to try to turn a larger tide, to try to create a larger kind of revolutionary kind of moment for the left. And I'm concerned that the left won't stand against it because they're the ones who are actually being associated with it, and they seem to be fine with that. The right is not associating with it.
Boy, are you ever right. Because it's not just normalizing this violence, it's glorifying it. Well, this is all the name, in the name of equal justice. This is all the name of a more just situation. Listen to this. This is the real goal they're going to. This is clip 02. This is an activist on the street talking to a TV interviewer in Portland, Oregon. Listen.
Hi, everyone. As many of you know, my name is Lilith Sinclair. I am an Afro-Indigenous, non-binary local organizer here in Portland, organizing for the abolition of not just the militarized police state, but also the United States as we know it. I want to make sure that while we are standing here on stolen land, we make sure to do a land acknowledgement.
Okay, did you hear that? I want to play it again. She's a non-binary Afro-Native activist who wants to abolish not just the police state, but the United States. And listen to the cheers. Listen once again.
Hi, everyone. As many of you know, my name is Lilith Sinclair. I am an Afro-Indigenous, non-binary local organizer here in Portland, organizing for the abolition of not just the militarized police state, but also the United States as we know it. I want to make sure that while we are standing here on stolen land, we make sure to do a land acknowledgement.
We make sure to do our land acknowledgement. And is that why they destroyed the statue of the elk that had been there for 125 years in Portland? I mean, look, when... In Oregon, crazies on the right, and I think they were crazy, occupied the Malheur Wildlife Reserve, and which was a legal wildlife reserve, and it was state property. And it may have been even federal property, I think. But it was a wildlife reserve, and they occupied it. And there were some shots fired, and somebody died in that occupation, and that people went to jail. What about these people? Crazies on the right are crazy, and people who take up arms against the government, you can't do that. But unless there is some will for people to get together to protect, well, like federal buildings, Ken Cuccinelli, who works in the Department of Homeland Security, he's a former attorney general of Virginia, was on CNN. And he made the point that the federal government has a legitimate right to protect federal buildings. Listen.
You told the Washington Post, quote, the agency, the Department of Homeland Security, will maintain a heavy presence in Portland and send reinforcements to other cities if violence surges. What does this mean exactly in terms of other cities, and what can we expect in terms of a federal law enforcement national deployment?
So
the violence in Portland was going on for 4, 5, 6 weeks before we got intelligence about planned attacks on federal facilities, where we backed up the Federal Protective Service, which is responsible for protecting the courthouse there and other federal buildings, with other DHS law enforcement components. And we've been there ever since, wearing, by the way, the very same uniforms every day, and the crowd has seen them every day, marked and so forth. But if we get the same kind of intelligence in other places about threats to other federal facilities or officers, we would respond the same way. And we have a responsibility. The Department of Homeland Security is charged with protecting these facilities. And when they're unusually threatened, we advance extra resources. So it's really as simple as that. And as we've seen all around the country where there's solid cooperation, which is a question in Portland because of how the civil authorities there want to run things, we see more peace advanced as responsible policing advances as well.
Okay, let's hope that he is correct. But the key thing is that Mayor Wheeler in Portland, the governor, Kate Brown, I mean, are you kidding me? You don't take a side between federal authorities who are trying to protect federal property, who are trying to maintain law and order, who are trying to help maintain that curfew that you impose, it's a 10 p.m. curfew, that these people, you're take no position, except that you're disturbed by the fact that people are in unmarked cars and they're wearing camouflage. So where do we go? Who's really to blame for the civil unrest in Portland? Wait till you hear who the mayor wants to blame. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It is an unbelievable thing. It's been over 6 weeks that every night there have been destructive, at very expensive kinds of confrontations on the streets of Portland, and violations of curfew and property destruction and destruction of public property. And honestly, it's going to be the same thing as in downtown Seattle. Who wants to go there? Who wants to live there right now? 1-800-955-1776. Mayor Wheeler looks at the unrest, at the violence, at the tear gas, at the beatings, at the property destruction, at all of it, and he knows who to blame. Listen to his honor, Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland.
Well, the president has a complete misunderstanding of cause and effect. What's happening here is we have dozens, if not hundreds, of federal troops descending upon our city. And what they're doing is they are sharply escalating the situation. Their presence here is actually leading to more violence and more vandalism, and it's not helping the situation at all. They're not wanted here. We haven't asked them here. In fact, we want them to leave.
The ACLU filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration Friday night, as did your state attorney general. She accused federal agents of a, quote, escalation of fear and violence in Portland, as you just said. Do you think the Trump administration's breaking the law in your city?
I absolutely do. The tactics that the Trump administration are using on the streets of Portland are abhorrent, as you indicated at the introduction. People are being literally scooped off the street into unmarked vans.
Okay. The demand? What's bizarre about this is I have yet to hear from Mayor Wheeler. Without the presence, when the federal troops go off the streets, then what happens? Why is it that in the course of 6 weeks before federal troops were there, they were unable to bring anything like order or safety or security or peace and quiet to downtown Portland? Suzanne Bonamici is a member of Congress. She represents most of Portland west of the Willamette River. And here's what she says on MSNBC, which you just heard was from CNN, of course. What she says on MSNBC is that the feds, just like Mayor Wheeler, only make the situation worse. Listen.
We want answers. We're demanding answers. Under what authority are they there? You heard about how these officers, they're not identified. The secret police are in authoritarian countries, not in the United States. That takes away accountability. We need to know who they are, under what orders they're following, and we're demanding that they leave because they are not helping. We've seen the protests increase. I'm so glad you showed the wall of moms. That shows what Portland is really about. Moms getting together, linking arms, holding flowers, exercising their First Amendment rights. You know, people in this country have the right to protest, and they have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure.
They do not have the right to smash things. They do not have the right to hurt people. They do not have the right to assault police officers or other officers of the law. They do not have the right to torch buildings or statues. That is not a right, Suzanne Bonamici. Here's her demand. Listen, her solution to the whole ball of wax. Listen.
And when our communities heard that these unidentified camo-clad agents were pulling people into cars and whisking them away for questioning, that is inflaming people, and it's making tensions higher. We don't need them to be there. We don't want them to be there. We have to remember why people are protesting. They're protesting because Black Lives Matter. They're protesting because they want to see change to systemic racism in our communities and in our country. And I have to say, I don't know if this was on the cognitive awareness test that the president is bragging about passing, but you don't address the issues of police brutality and the protests against police brutality with more police brutality. It's making our communities less safe. We demand that they leave.
Okay, you don't address it with police brutality. What do you address it with? Is it not necessary to enforce a curfew if you're going to call one? Is it not necessary to stop property destruction? Is it not necessary to enforce the law? I just feel for the small business owner who's already been just clobbered by the lockdowns and just clobbered by the coronavirus. And I understand that at least is a temporary thing, and it's in the name of trying to get us to a better place and a safer place like much of Europe has gotten. Got it? Understand that. However, this to be shut down, to have people too afraid to go anywhere near where you're trying to run a business because of the violence and because they're working for equality, that should... And by the way, how are they working for equality? How is this helping anything? Here is the problem with Suzanne Bonamici. I looked this up, and she won a special election in 2012. She has been in Congress for 8 years. She's up again this year, and since that first, her initial election, 2014, 2016, 2018, each time she's won by more than 20 points. Okay? She hasn't had a real race. It really, really matters this time. If you can't vote her out of office, and I hope people can in Portland, but if you're Oregonians, if you aren't registered to vote yet, if you can't vote in the election, I understand President Trump has very limited chance of carrying anything in Oregon. However, to even show a closer race for an arrogant, smug, liberal moron like this, that's important. And yes, by the way, it will be very good if Deputy Secretary Cuccinelli and if the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary Wolf, if they get together with local officials in Portland and try to coordinate. But if they can't, the idea of defending federal property is important. Now, speaking of the election coming up, there was a very provocative column that appeared over the weekend. And the title that it put on it was, "If Trump Won in 2016 by a Divine Hand, What Would a 2020 Loss Mean?" It's a provocative question. great many Americans. And I've seen different polling on this, of course, because of my book, God's Hand on America. I'm particularly interested in this. Well over a fourth of Americans, maybe as many as a third, believe that there was divine intervention to allow President Trump to win in 2016. When he was behind in most polls, he was running poorly. A lot of people couldn't even imagine him as president. Well, now we've had him for 3.5 years. So if he loses, and if it was God's will that installed him as president, does that mean that God has rejected Trump, or that God has rejected us? Or does it mean something else? We'll talk with Myra Adams, who is a regular contributor to Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Religion. And she's a conservative, and she's spoken to a lot of thoughtful religious people. There's also a provocative piece today in the Jerusalem Post, because Israel is also going through a re-lockdown blues. I mean, they've also have a reemergence of a surge in the virus. But the level of death is so far below the United States. It's like 1/30th. Of the rate of death we have, not just the rate of cases. It's not just about testing. But there's a question there by a very prominent rabbi. It's actually a rabbi in Australia, where they also are locking down. Who asks, is this coronavirus some kind of act of God? And in Australia, no, it's not New York, it's not New Jersey, it's Australia, which still is below 120 total. That's 100, not 120,000. 120 total deaths. We just passed 140,000. But in Australia, they are now prohibiting dancing at weddings. Or singing at weddings. You can go to a wedding, but you can't have more than 150 people. What is going on down under? We will cover that and much more. We'll also be speaking with Bill O'Reilly about the latest polling and whether it means anything at all in terms of the outcome. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.